we can make music. You better believe it. And when there's no more music, there's silence. Hello, Simon. Hello, Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old
friend. Simon and Garfunkel and the Sounds of Silence had their first big hit on WMCA. We're playing all the big hits of the 60s for you all weekend long, so stay tuned. You'll hear them all. Got the New Seekers after the news, and look what they've done to my song, Ma. Dawn will be here, Glenn Campbell, the Delphonics, and more as we head down the home stretch of the Ed Bear Affair. 64 degrees under sunny skies. It's exactly 9:30. This is WMCA New York, and Michael O'Neill has the news.
Cairo radio broadcast a report this morning saying that Jordan's King Hussein had agreed to announce a ceasefire in his war-torn country. But the Jordanian military government issued an ultimatum a short time later to the Palestinian guerrillas, telling them either to surrender or face firing squads to be shot as mutineers. Egypt warned the United States this morning not to intervene in the Jordanian crisis, saying this country would face grave consequences if it did. Still, there's no word on when an Allegheny airliner hijacked this morning to Cuba will return to this country. In sports, the Mets lost to the Pirates 3-2 and dropped into third place in the National League East. The Yankees shut out the Detroit Tigers 5-0. The Giants begin their regular football season tonight against the Chicago Bears at the stadium. The weather's sunny today, the high near 80, tonight clear, low around 60. Current readings, humidity 78%, New York temperature 64 degrees. This is Michael O'Neill. Now more music first, and again, here's Ed Bear.
Don't look now, Ma.
Look what they've done to my soul, Ma.
Look what they've done to my song, Ma. The New Seekers on WMCA, and from 1967, here are the Old Seekers. Hey there, Georgie girl. Seekers, the Old Seekers from 67, as we do the best of the 60s all weekend on WMCA. 23 before 10 now with Ed Bear. Reminder that Dialogue Radio 57 starts Monday here at WMCA. It's a new kind of radio, radio that listens to you. So join them on Monday. This is Dawn with Candida.
The stars won't come out.
Candida with Dawn. 20 before 10 now at WMCA, the Ed Bear Affair on a Saturday morning, September the 19th. We'll have the news on the hour, and then just 25 minutes from now, the Johnny Michaels Show.
Hi, I'm Jack Spector, a former all-schoolyard stickball player, and I'd like to hear your opinions in all sports. I'll have some opinions, too, and guests on Sports Call beginning Monday at 6 p.m.
People see us everywhere.
Glenn Campbell. Conway Twitty favorite, it's only make-believe. It's 18 before 10 o'clock on WMCA. Sunny today is the forecast, the high near 80, and more of the same coming up tomorrow. A real great weekend. 64 degrees and clear, dear. This is our long shot at WMCA this week, and it will be a big hit. The Delphonics. And when you get right down to it, you'll know it.
When you get right down to it.
Delphonics on WMCA with Ed Bear. When you get right down to it, just a matter of peaks and valleys. Frank Sinatra, That's Life, from 66, 67, huh? As we do the best of the 60s on WMCA all weekend long. It's 11 before 10 with Ed Bear, and time to ask Dr. Brothers. Psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers answers one of your questions.
A young woman writes, Dear Dr. Brothers, I dropped out of college 5 years ago to get married. I'm divorced now, and I want to go back to get my degree. The problem is I'm not sure what I want to study, and wonder if I'll just be wasting my time unless I'm sure what I want to be. I'll have an answer for you right after this message.
The American Heart Association wants you to stop smoking. Need anyone else to give you that advice? Tony Curtis stopped. Even Joan of Arc stopped smoking. Now again, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
While many males go through an identity crisis, a time in which they consider possible occupational roles and examine their interests and abilities, women often skip such a period of self-reflection. Our culture stressed the view that woman's occupation outside the home is only secondary to her roles as wife and mother, while for a man, marriage and parenthood are considered incidental to his primary career goals. In other words, don't feel that the uncertainty and confusion you now feel should be quickly resolved. In a sense, you're simply having a delayed adolescence, the time for self-examination and experimentation that was cut short by your marriage. Give yourself time to think about fields which seem suitable to your abilities and interests. One study of college women found that those who'd experienced a period of self-examination and reflection about their goals and values were more likely to be in difficult fields of study than women who'd given little thought to their future. Talk to the career counseling personnel at the college you plan to attend, but most of the work of exploring possible fields of work will have to be done by you. Don't be afraid to admit it when you find one possible job area disappointing or unsuited to you.
Thank you, Dr. Brothers. You can hear Dr. Brothers again during the Johnny Michael Show this morning, and if you have a question you want Dr. Brothers to answer, just write to Ask Dr. Brothers, WMCA, New York 10017. 10 minutes before the news on the hour, Johnny Michaels and just 15. 100 proof. Think to that. Somebody's been sleeping in my bed. How could it be Goldilocks with the big bad bear? I don't know. It's 7 before 10 o'clock. And as you may or may not know, this is my last show here at WMCA. And it's still kind of hard to believe. Is that all there is to the Ed Bear affair? Peggy Lee. Is that all there is? I think so. Yeah, I spent the better part of 9 years here, friends, at WMCA. And I got to tell you, I enjoyed working here so much because the people I work with are the best. It would take much too much time to name them all. You'd probably be bored anyway hearing about them. But I would like to thank my two engineers today, Bill Callahan and Frank Steele. They chipped in, bought some champagne that we're going to toast at 10 o'clock. And I would like to thank the boss, R. Peter Strauss, and our general manager, Steve Lubunsky, for 9 happy years here. And wish them and the whole staff the best of luck with their new format, Dialogue Radio 57, that starts on Monday morning. So what can I say? I hate long goodbyes. I let the music tell it all. They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. Napoleon XIV, wrapping up the Ed Bear affair. I want to thank you all so much for listening for the 9 years I've been here. My best to the family, and we are going to have lunch sometime. 10 o'clock on WMCA New York, and Michael O'Neill has the news.
Just about now, police.
As Diana Ross, number one last week, this week, number two. Ain't no mountain high enough. WMCA with Jack Spector, 5 minutes away from 6 o'clock. A pollen count of 3, 75 degrees. And let's go back for a little goal, back to 67. First hit by the box tops, remember? The letter. Yeah, the box tops and the letter at WMCA with Jack Spector. Number one this week was number 5 last week. And his wife has the number 25 record. That's Candy Staten with, let's see, what is her name? Oh, Stand By Your Man, right. And Clarence Carter has the number one record, Patches.
I was born and raised out in Alabama.
That's number one at WMCA, Clarence Carter with Patches. That's up from 5 last week. That's going to wrap it up for me as a disc jockey here at WMCA. And, of course, you know what happens Monday. Dialogue Radio 57 begins. And I'll be with you every day, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 7. And on Saturday from 5 to 7, we'll wrap a little bit, talk about sports, fight maybe once in a while. That's cool. It has been a ball, really. It has been over the past few years. And if you think I'm crushed by it, no, not really. I mean, I enjoy being a disc jockey. It's a guess. But I also enjoy sports and love it. You know, it's a field I know and I'm into. So give it a shot, will you? Monday at 6. Stay loose. Lug out, Street. I'm upon you.
Together.
6 o'clock, WMCA New York. News with Roy Wallace.
Hello, goodbye, the Beatles on the Dean Avenue Show. And it's that time. Right now, everybody is anticipating a big farewell speech. Now, we're not going to do any of that stuff. We may actually, which I hate to say, we may be back next week doing actors and actresses. If not, you know where I'm working. WMCA in New York, it's 2 o'clock. The news now with Bill Reese and then the other Italian, Johnny Michaels. And what do you say? I'd like to thank all the wonderful listeners who made it very warm for me and interesting and a lot of fun. And we hope that we brought you some pleasures in our, oh, let's see, year and 9 months here, okay? And this will be the last radio program for a while. And watch the show and we'll put on the best we can for it. Everybody's asking where and when. It'll be October 10th. 7 o'clock on one of the local TV stations here. It'll also be shown in different cities, but not on the same day. But check with the TV guy. The name of the show is simply The Frankie Crockett Show. We don't pretend to be anything but what we are. It'll be entertainment, a lot of guests, and some dancing with me and some choreography with some other people. And hope we can get some good things said that should be said and Get some groovy people on and give you a solid hour's entertainment. Okay? And I want to thank all the people who called Instant Play and done all the things, and everybody here that's made a groove for me. And, champagne and a cake. You mean I can't leave? Oh, isn't that nice? Ooh. Oh, wow. And with the Frankie Crocker National Anthem in the background. Sex machine, we like to refer to it still as love, peace, truth, and soul. And it's something I said before that Sly had said, and that a lot of people were saying, and very few people listen. Don't hate anything, but hate itself. From one cat who's come on this side, then on the other side, still into it enough to dig what's happening.